This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, December 29. All His Brilliance. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 1. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, "Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now and what will take place later, the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." As Jesus taught and as John experienced, following Jesus will likely mean that others will resist and reject us. In some places, identifying with Jesus might even lead to prison, beatings, and death. The darkness of people who are opposed to the light of Christ can be powerful and violent. John notes here that as followers of Christ, we are companions in suffering and, as well, in patient endurance as we await Jesus' return. John knew Jesus. He had lived with Jesus for 3 years. He was there at Jesus' transfiguration. He saw Jesus after the resurrection and when Jesus ascended into heaven. John knew what Jesus looked like, but none of that prepared John for when Jesus showed up in all his brilliance. John fell down like a dead man. Yet, in this encounter, Jesus immediately extended hope, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever." Jesus said this to John, and he says it to us. Death, the greatest weapon that is opposed to God's abundant life, has not diminished Jesus. The present darkness that we experience has already lost the war. Jesus' reign has begun. He is alive and overflowing with more glory and light than we could ever imagine. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, strengthen us with certainty in your victory over death. Give us glimpses of your brilliance to sustain us now, even as we look forward to the fullness of your presence. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.